She seemed excited by her preparations, but there was also a kind of grimness to her. She was like a soldier about to storm an enemy beach or a paratrooper who would soon be jumping out of a plane and landing behind enemy lines. One of her evening telephone conversations seemed to be a whispered argument. Bobby had an idea it was with Mr. Biderman, but he wasn't sure. On Saturday, Bobby came into her bedroom and saw her looking at two new dresses. Dressy dresses. One with thin little shoulder straps and one with no straps at all, just a top like a bathing suit. The boxes they had come in lay tumbled on the floor with tissue paper foaming out of them. His mom was standing over the dresses, looking down at them with an expression Bobby had never seen before. Big eyes, drawn together brows, taut white cheeks, which flared with spots of rouge. One hand was at her mouth, and he could hear bone-like clittering sounds as she bit at her nails. A cool smoldered in an ashtray on the bureau, apparently forgotten. Her big eyes shuttled back and forth between the two dresses. "Mom?" Bobby asked, and she jumped, literally jumped into the air. Then she whirled on him, her mouth drawn down in a grimace. "Jesus Christ," she almost snarled, "don't you knock?" "I'm sorry," he said, and began to back out of the room. His mother had never said anything about knocking before. "Mom, are you all right?" "Fine." She spied the cigarette, grabbed it, smoked furiously. She exhaled with such force that Bobby almost expected to see smoke come from her ears as well as her nose and mouth. "I'd be finer if I could find a cocktail dress that didn't make me look like Elsie the cow. Once I was a size 6. Do you know that? Before I married your father, I was a size 6. Now look at me. Elsie the cow. Moby damn dick." "Mom, you're not big. In fact, just lately you look..." "Get out, Bobby. Please let Mother alone. I have a headache." That night he heard her crying again. The following day he saw her carefully packing one of the dresses into her luggage, the one with the thin straps. The other went back into its store box. "Gowns by Lucy of Bridgeport" was written across the front in elegant maroon script. On Monday night, Liz invited Ted Brodigan down to have dinner with them. Bobby loved his mother's meatloaf and usually asked for seconds, but on this occasion he had to work hard to stuff down a single piece. He was terrified that Ted would trance out and his mother would pitch a fit over it. His fear proved groundless. Ted spoke pleasantly of his childhood in New Jersey and when Bobby's mom asked him of his job in Hartford. To Bobby, he seemed less comfortable talking about accounting than he did reminiscing about slang as a kid, but his mom didn't appear to notice. Ted did ask for a second slice of meatloaf.